Admiral Stavridis, let us talk sea power this morning. Translate for our listeners what it means when the media says that Abraham Lincoln deploys from Naval Station Norfolk. What actually happens when something that big deploys?
So these are aircraft carriers, about 100,000 tons, Tom. Crew is about 5,000. They're surrounded by about 10 additional ships with another 5,000 sailors. So figure kind of 8 to 10 ships as well as 10,000 sailors, 70 combat aircraft, hundreds of Tomahawk missiles. That entire consortium, if you will, is called a carrier strike group. That is what has deployed, yeah, and it's headed toward the Arabian Gulf.
They're headed there, and all of us of a certain vintage, including you, Admiral, remember the certitude of big fleets, not in World War II, but if we just go to Argentina and the Falkland Islands, there are threats out there. What are the threats to the Abraham Lincoln, or is this a junket to show the flag?
This is a real threat to the strike group as we look at Iranian capability in the Arabian Gulf, where they're headed. What the Iranians can do is launch cruise missiles from the shore. They can send jet aircraft. They can use diesel submarines to attack it. They have any number of ways they can attack this strike group. So tensions are rising. We ought to be quite concerned.